Will you please turn to Romans? Romans chapter 8. We will read from 18 to 30. Romans chapter 8. 18 to 30. For I reckon that the suffering of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed to us. For the ancients looking out of the creature expects revelation of the sons of God. For the creature has been made subject to vanity, not of his will, by reason of him who has subjected the same, in hope that the creature itself also shall be set free from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans together and travails in pain together until now. And not only that, but even we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also ourselves groan in ourselves, awaiting adoption. That is the redemption of our body. For we have been saved in hope. But hope seen is not hope. For what anyone sees, why does he also hope? But if what we see not, we hope. We expect in patience. In like manner, the Spirit joins its help to our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for as is fitting, but the Spirit itself made intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. But he who searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he intercedes for saints according to God. But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose. Because for he has foreknown, he has also destined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he should be the firstborn among married brethren. But whom he has predestined, these also he has called. And whom he has called, these also he has justified. But whom he has justified, these also he has just glorified. Brothers and sisters, to me, I feel we have already reached the climax of our time together when we broke the bread before the Lord. This is the climax, because we have been brought to his very presence. If we should stay in his presence, waiting for his return, that is all that we need to do. So, brothers and sisters, I always feel It is not necessary for us to meet after the Lord's table. That is the climax. Thank God, by His grace, we have been brought into His very presence. We remember Him at the table. We worship Him. We give glory to Him. And if we stay there, waiting for His return, that is all we need to do. So, dear brothers and sisters, when the brothers arranged that I should speak after the Lord's table, I thought it was a waste of time. Stay in the presence of the Lord, waiting for His imminent return. That's all God requires us to do. Brothers and sisters, I realize that today is a most difficult time. But we have hope for the coming of the Lord. Nothing can be compared with the coming of the Lord, however the time may be. It is but a short time, and our Lord shall return. When we think of the imminent return, all difficulties disappear. This is our blessed hope. Indeed, the time is difficult, but nothing can be compared with His soon return. All creation groans for the difficult time. We also have the first fruit of the Spirit. We are also groaning, waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. This will be the end of the suffering time. This is our blessed hope. Let us be patient. The indwelling Holy Spirit is working, interceding with us now. He intercedes according to God. May He come. This is our blessed hope. At His return, we shall see Him as He is, and we shall be conformed to His own image. The eternal purpose of God will be fulfilled, and God will be glorified. When we think of the coming glory, our hearts do long for His glory. This is our blessed hope. Hence, by the grace of God, we will press on towards the goal that God has prepared for the sons of glory will be fully fulfilled in the last age. He cannot fail, for He is God. Blessed be His name. So this is my last exhortation. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is coming back. The next event that will happen on earth will be His return. Are you ready? Thank God for gathering us together these days. The purpose is that we be ready. Whenever He shall return, we will respond. So it is my hope that should the Lord come at this moment, this whole auditorium will be emptied. None will be left behind. Weeping of teeth. Weeping with gnashing of teeth. Repenting that we have not been faithful while there was time. I believe, brothers and sisters, you have been faithful. You have prepared yourself for his imminent return. So when our Lord shall return, this auditorium will be emptied. Thank God for that. So this is my last exhortation. Dear brothers and sisters, God has gathered us these days. These were blessed days. We were in the presence of the Lord. And I believe the Lord is preparing us for his imminent return. To me, I feel that there is nothing stand between his return. All the prophecies that preceded his return have been fulfilled. Dear brothers and sisters, the next one that is going to happen is the Lord's return. Are we ready? Should the Lord come back now, will this auditorium be emptied? Or will there be still some because they love the world, they were left behind? They were cut in two. They were weeping, repenting, because while God has given them time, they have not wasted their life. I hope this is not our case. My hope is, should the Lord come back at this moment, this whole auditorium will be emptied. None will be left behind. Because by the grace of God, we have been ready. So may the Lord bless you as we depart to our various localities. Let us continue to be faithful to the Lord, waiting for his imminent return. Somehow, I feel that the Lord will return in my lifetime. That's the reason I feel he allows me to live that long. I'm waiting for his return. I believe you are all waiting for his return. So on the one hand, we thank God for gathering us together these days. He has given us a blessed time. We are thankful to him. But on the other hand, brothers and sisters, This may be our last session. It is my prayer that when the Lord shall return, and it is at any moment, no longer delay, that this auditorium will be empty. So, dear brothers and sisters, see you not on earth, but in heaven. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do want to thank Thee for gathering us together these days. These were blessed days. We thank Thee that Thou art preparing us for Thy imminent return. We thank Thee knowing that Thou could come back any moment. Oh, dear Lord, when it shall happen, may this auditorium be emptied, that we all be caught up and be gathered together in Thy presence. We commit all the brothers and sisters into Thy tender care. As we return to our various localities, we pray that Thou keep us faithful, waiting for Thy imminent return. This is the cry of my heart. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We ask in Thy precious name. Amen.